So now to some good news. Now, since Andrew Tate was canceled, I mean, I'm not saying that Andrew Tate being canceled is good news, but since Andrew Tate was canceled and seeing crowds spend from YouTube, when these things happen around the same time, Rumble was number one on the App Store for a little while because they both moved on to Rumble. Which is great news, as Stephen Crowder pointed out, shows his alternative to YouTube. And then, when Stephen Crowder was suspended again, I'm not saying that's good news, but when he was suspended again before the midterm election, his midterm election stream was the biggest stream not on YouTube. And that again shows there's an alternative to YouTube, and now Rumble is actually competitive. And so that's good news for anyone who's free speech, and Elon Musk bought Twitter, which is great news, and all the stuff's coming out about censorship now, especially into the Hunter Biden laptop. I wouldn't be surprised if Elon Musk doesn't hang himself. But anyway, he also got Jordan Peterson, the Babylon Bee, and Donald Trump back to Twitter accounts. But you know, I've been talking all day, so I'm going to commercial break real quick, and I'll be right back.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
So two more things I want to point out before I go is this clip relating to that skit you just saw from Louder with Crowder, where they show CNN actively changing the colors of the Blood Red Biden speech because even they saw how bad it looked. They have like a filter over it. And, I mean, they're just actively lying to you to prevent you from seeing what was actually going on because they knew how bad it looked.
I said, this looks bad, this looks bad, this looks bad. CNN was running interference for him, and you can see the colors of the flag change where they become kind of a mauve, right? Yeah.
Do you want me to run that clip?
Yeah, let's run this clip. Hold on a second, actually. Let's run clip B.
Okay.
Democracy endures only if we, the people, respect the guardrails of the republic.
Only see the background, look at the flag.
We the people accept the results of free and fair elections. Only if
pink.
We the people.
It's pink. And you can see it on the flag, the red stripes in the flag. They didn't change the lighting.
No. Of our differences.
CNN changed the color balance.
Now that looks pretty bad, but if you remember, they've done something like this before with filters. When all this stuff was going around about how Joe Rogan's taking horse dewormer for COVID-19 when he took ivermectin. There's a video where where's Joe Rogan, of the actual video he posted versus the version they have on CNN where they have a filter over him where it makes him look much sicker than he actually was.
And it turns out I got COVID. So we immediately threw the kitchen sink at it. All kinds of meds, monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, Z-Pak, prednisone, everything.
So when you remember or you hear Trump or other Republicans say that CNN is fake news, this is a proof of that. You don't need to dig up sources. You don't need to go through all that. All you have to do is look at reality, and it's very different from what they tell and show you because they're not trying to report the truth. They're trying to further an agenda. Oh, one last thing. There's this cringy video of Kamala Harris talking about the yellow school bus, and it reminded me of something I saw a long time ago before Kamala Harris was Joe Biden's vice president, of something she went after him for. You just take a look at these two clips side by side.
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just, there's something about And most of us, many of us, went to school on the yellow school bus, right?
So that in this campaign, we've also heard, and I'm going to now direct this at Vice President Biden, I do not believe you are a racist. And I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. But I also believe, and it's personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
So just remember that anytime you see her, remember that when you see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris together and the fake, you know, friendliness they got going on. But that's it for this show In Trouble with Hubble. You can find the show on YouTube, Rumble, Vimeo, and anywhere you get your podcast. And I'll see you in the next one.